Hello, and welcome to this week's featured articles from the April 1st edition of Bottom Line Personal, inside information from the world's best experts. I'll begin with the article entitled Stroke: New Treatments Mean New Hope. Just the thought of a stroke is frightening. But there's good news. Today's new treatments mean that strokes are treatable and beatable. The most common type, acute ischemic stroke, which accounts for about 80% of strokes, occurs when a blood clot lodges in an artery in the brain, interrupting blood flow and all too often resulting in the death of brain cells. In 1996, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved the clot-busting drug tissue plasminogen activator, TPA, to treat acute ischemic strokes. This was a huge win for stroke sufferers and physicians who, until then, had few treatment options other than hospital bed rest and a wait-and-see approach. Because of TPA, not only could millions of patients survive a stroke, they could often avoid, or at least limit, the disability that sometimes resulted. But there was a catch. TPA had to be injected within 3 hours of symptom onset. In fact, nearly 2 million brain cells die every minute that a stroke goes untreated. The faster treatment is administered, the greater the chance of recovery. But even now, nearly 3 decades after TPA's approval, only 3-5% of stroke patients are treated within the 3-hour window, primarily because many of us don't recognize the signs of stroke. Good news. Decades of research and real-world practice have shown that most acute ischemic stroke patients can be successfully treated with TPA within 4.5 hours of the onset of symptoms. Even though the FDA has not yet approved using TPA beyond 3 hours after onset, doctors often use it off-label. There are more exciting advancements in stroke treatment, rehabilitation, and prevention. For the 800,000 Americans who experience a stroke every year, that's one stroke every 40 seconds, it is possible to survive and even thrive. Development number one, endovascular thrombectomy, EVT, to remove clots. About 10% of ischemic strokes, typically the most neurologically debilitating type of stroke, can be treated with this procedure, where a clot, also known as an embolus, is manually removed via microcatheter or other surgical tool, restoring blood flow to oxygen-deprived brain regions and potentially reversing the effects of the stroke. Advanced imaging technology allows doctors to measure the size and location of the stroke and assess the loss of blood flow and damage. If the scans show that the clot is blocking a large vessel and the stroke has occurred in an area of reversible injury, the patient is a candidate for EVT. Clots in small vessels don't respond well to this procedure. EVT was approved 5 years ago to be used within 6 hours of stroke onset, but recently, we're seeing benefits when this procedure is used up to 24 hours after onset. EVT typically is used in conjunction with TPA. TPA is administered first. Unfortunately, if imaging scans reveal that permanent damage has already occurred in a large area of the brain, EVT is not likely to be beneficial, and removing the clot actually increases risk of further bleeding. Development number two, vagus nerve stimulation, VNS, may help recovery. VNS involves delivering painless electrical impulses to the vagus nerve, which extends from the brain stem to the colon, branches out into the lungs, heart, stomach, and other organs. VNS has been used for years to treat epilepsy, depression, chronic headache, and other brain disorders. In 2021, the FDA approved it for chronic stroke patients, people who experienced a stroke at least 6 months ago and have residual impairment, specifically persistent impairment in the upper body, hands, or arms. An associated article, Recognize the Symptoms of Stroke. Many people know that slurred speech and/or a drooping face are signs of stroke, but other less recognized symptoms warrant attention. For example, a 70-year-old Russian literature professor's colleagues noticed that she seemed unusually despondent and her speech seemed flat and unemotional one day. A diagnosis: she'd experienced a small stroke on the right side of her brain in an area that controls emotional aspects of speech. The acronym BEFAST, B-E-F-A-S-T, can help you recognize stroke symptoms. B is for balance, sudden issues with coordination, dizziness, or falling. E is for eyes, sudden vision loss or uncontrollable eye movement, one or both sides. F for face, sudden drooping on one side. A for arms, when arms are lifted, one arm suddenly drifts downward. S for speech, sudden slurred or nonsensical speech, writing or texting, trouble understanding what someone else is saying, uncharacteristic changes in the way a person communicates. T for terrible headache, especially accompanied by nausea and vomiting. This can be a sign of a bleeding stroke. In women, the following little-known signs may also be observed: hiccups, chest pain or shortness of breath, nausea, unexplained fatigue. Remember, time is of the essence. Head to a hospital or stroke center immediately if you notice any of these in yourself or someone else. Our next article, long-term care insurance, the pros, the cons, and the alternatives. Traditional long-term care insurance, LTCI, has been in a long-term decline. Fewer than 50,000 policies were issued in 2020, a small fraction of the more than 500,000 sold each year a few decades ago. Many insurers have stopped issuing traditional LTCI policies altogether because they were losing money on them. Meanwhile, consumers have been frightened off by rate increases imposed on earlier LTCI policyholders, and they don't want to pay thousands of dollars in premiums for insurance that may never provide any benefits. Are those consumer concerns warranted? Is traditional LTCI still worth considering? And what are the alternatives for financing long-term care? Here's a look at LTCI and other long-term care coverage options today. Weighing the options. Long-term care can cost $50,000 to more than $150,000 a year, depending on where you live and the type of care that you require. This is more than most retirees can afford to pay out of pocket for long without devastating their savings. Options for covering these bills include traditional LTCI, quote-unquote, hybrid or linked benefit policies that combine elements of LTCI and life insurance, or annuities, LTCI riders on life insurance policies, and Medicaid. Traditional LTCI. The sector's worst pricing problems are behind it, but is anyone even paying attention? People who purchased LTCI many years ago often have horror stories about massive premium increases. Notices arrive in the mailbox one day informing them of a rate increase of 30%, 50%, or even more. These policyholders feel trapped. They don't want to lose the coverage that they've been faithfully funding for years, but the rate hikes strain their retirement budgets. Insurers offer options to reduce the hikes by reducing the maximum daily benefit, the benefit period, or inflation adjustment, but it's hard to know which option to choose. What happened? In the beginning, LTCI was a relatively new insurance, and insurers had to make guesses about how much to charge for early policies. Every major pricing assumption turned out to be too optimistic. Insurers assumed that many policyholders would let their policies lapse over the years, but most people continued to pay premiums. Also, fewer people died than expected. These two factors led to more claims. Insurers underestimated the length of nursing home stays due to neurodegenerative diseases. Finally, insurers were counting on significant earnings from their investments in bonds and mortgages, but interest rates have remained low. Good news, policies sold today are far less likely to face major rate increases due to more conservative pricing assumptions and better oversight by state insurance regulators. Insurers that remain in the sector today aren't making those early mistakes. And state insurance regulators have made it more difficult for insurers to justify future rate hikes. The rates you're quoted will vary based on your age, health, gender, amount of coverage you want, and specific policy terms, including its inflation protection. Adding significant inflation protection can more than double a policy's premiums. Some examples: a healthy 55-year-old man might pay $950 in annual premiums for a policy with no inflation protection that provides $165,000 in benefits. A healthy 55-year-old woman, $1,500. Healthy 55-year-old married couple, $2,080 combined, according to the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance's 2022 Price Index Survey. But add 3% annual benefit growth to protect against inflation, and that man will pay $2,200, the woman $3,700, the couple $5,025. And because of our time constraints, I'll skip ahead to the closing section of this article, possible solutions. Many experts have advocated combining LTCI with lifetime income provided by an annuity, redesigned pensions, or Social Security. For example, you get $1,000 each month when you're healthy, and that increases to $2,000, $3,000, or more when you need long-term care. Income annuity / LTCI hybrids will provide two benefits that many people need: income they can't outlive, and money for long-term care. Next, some items from the Heard by Our Editors column. Poor sleep is linked to a leading cause of blindness, reports sleep expert Michael Breus, Ph.D. Daytime sleepiness, insomnia, and snoring are associated with significantly higher risk of glaucoma, which can lead to vision loss. It's unclear whether the relationship is causal, or whether poor sleep leads to glaucoma, or vice versa. Other research also supports a connection between vision and sleep. Seek therapy if you have a sleeping disorder, and have your eyes examined regularly. Also from Heard by Our Editors, the end of the COVID emergency could affect your wallet and insurance coverage, warns employee benefits attorney Wade Simmons. Before May 11th, the official end of the public health emergency, ask your employer or insurer what will change. Insurers may alter coverage models for testing, vaccines, and treatment. Some deadline extensions, including those for flexible spending accounts, referred to as FSAs, and COBRA payments and elections, may be dropped. Also, insurers who extended telehealth and virtual care benefits to otherwise ineligible workers may stop providing them. And finally, from Heard by Our Editors, second opinions may be swayed by initial diagnoses, said Joanne Elmore, MD, MPH. Pathologists asked to interpret skin biopsy slides and informed of another doctor's opinion, but not told that they themselves had interpreted the slides a year before, often changed their interpretations to closer to the other doctor's opinions. For an unbiased second opinion, request a blinded review without information from the initial diagnosis. Moving to the Shrewd Investor column, investing in pro sports. Ever dreamed of owning a slice of a pro sports team? Your investment won't help you get game seats in the owner's box, but your portfolio will thank you. Most big league baseball, basketball, football, and hockey teams are privately owned, but the few that are publicly traded offer strong business fundamentals and multiple catalysts to see their value and stock prices rise. These catalysts include broadcast rights to live sports. In today's consumer media world, where everything is on demand, sports remain a lucrative anomaly. They still attract massive live audiences, a big draw for advertisers. Takeover potential. Teams are garnering record prices because billionaires and private equity firms are willing to pay up for these trophy assets. In the past few years, the New York Mets sold for $2.4 billion. The Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury basketball teams, $4 billion as a package. Two attractive professional sports stocks now include Liberty Braves Group, BATRK, is a tracking stock representing ownership of Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves and the real estate surrounding the team's ballpark. A potential deal for the Braves could prove to be superior to the one for the New York Mets, generate far less revenue per game. Also, Madison Square Garden Sports, MSGS, owns the New York Knicks and New York Rangers. It suffers from the Dolan discount. Investors are not confident that James Dolan can run a company or unlock shareholder value over time. One big plus, the new NBA TV contract over the 2024-2025 season could pay teams $8 billion annually, up from the current $2.6 billion. Another article from Bottomline Personal: severe COVID-19 causes the brain to age. Brain fog, being unable to focus, memory issues, the same cognitive changes associated with an aging brain, are plaguing many people who experienced severe COVID-19, regardless of their age and long after their active infection is gone. Past research from Imperial College London shows that people who recover from severe COVID have a 10-year drop, on average, in cognitive performance, which mimics accelerated brain aging. Other studies suggest that COVID causes changes in the brain's frontal cortex, which is critical for cognitive function. To find out why, Harvard researchers led by neuroscientist Maria Mavrikaki, Ph.D., analyzed the brains of 22 people with severe COVID. These brain samples were compared to those from two control groups, 22 similar people who died with no known history of COVID and had no psychiatric or neurological disease, and uninfected people who had been in the ICU or on a ventilator for other reasons, similar to people hospitalized with severe COVID. What researchers found: the brains of people who died with severe COVID closely resembled those of uninfected people 71 years or older. Equally striking, the SARS-CoV-2 virus was not detected in the brains of severe COVID patients. Instead, genes associated with inflammation and stress were more active in those brains than in controls, and genes linked to cognition and formation of connections between brain cells were less active. This suggests that the aging and cognitive decline changes aren't caused by COVID infiltrating the brain, but rather by inflammation. What to do if you had severe COVID and experienced brain fog? Get a referral to a neurologist from your healthcare provider. Avoid lifestyle factors that increase risk for cognitive decline. Maintain a healthy weight. Be more active. don't smoke, and cut back on alcohol. Also, maintain frequent social contact. And from the Don't Get Fooled column, when is a sale not a sale? An answer, when there's always a sale, and that happens all the time, according to the nonprofit Consumer's Checkbook. New research shows that virtually all major retailers place products on near permanent sale, a practice that's both deceptive and illegal. Whether you shop online or in stores, you often encounter a regular price, quote-unquote, that's been crossed out and replaced by a lower, quote-unquote, sales price. Retailers hope these markdowns will encourage customers to snap up the savings. Savvy shoppers know that some items go on sale so often, there's no need to rush. The regular price on a price tag or website rarely, if ever, seems to be in effect. Recent finding, researchers at Consumer's Checkbook tracked sale prices at 25 major retailers for 33 weeks. Conclusion, virtually every one of the retailers had large numbers of products that were on sale more than 50% of the time, and a substantial number of products were on sale 100% of the time. Worst of these fake sale offenders, Foot Locker, Old Navy, Wayfair, and Banana Republic. With these retailers, most of the quote-unquote sale items tracked were rarely or never priced at regular price. Examples of the 30 sale items tracked at Foot Locker, 29 were on sale every time the researchers checked. The sale price practices of Dick's, Gap, JCPenney, and Amazon were nearly as egregious. This is illegal. Federal Trade Commission, FTC regulations state that retailers cannot present a price as the regular price unless that is the prevailing price charged for the item by that retailer. Only major retailer that was not found to engage in this pricing practice was Apple, but that's largely because Apple rarely offers sale prices of any sort. Costco's sale also tended to be real. Only 5 of the 27 Costco sale items tracked were on sale more than half the time. Sale prices at Target and Walmart were somewhat more likely to be legitimate than those of other major retailers as well. What to do? If you're tempted by a sale, use your smartphone to confirm that the price is less than what you would pay for this item at other retailers and/or at other times. Entering the item's name into a search engine often will produce this information, or try the online price comparison tool PriceGrabber.com or CamelCamelCamel.com, which tracks the historical prices of items sold on Amazon.com. Some items from the bottom line on the news column. If the U.S. defaults on debt, Americans could take a hit, warns analyst Mark Hamrick. If no solution is found to the debt ceiling stalemate before emergency measures run out this summer, consequences may include delayed payouts for Social Security benefits and Treasury securities, delays in Medicare disbursements leading to some health care providers to temporarily stop accepting Medicare, a recession that increases unemployment, higher interest rates, and or a stock market crash. The S&P 500 fell 31% during a comparable 2011 debt ceiling showdown, rebounded after the default was avoided. Amazon's pharmacy may save you money, said Richard Sagal, MD. Amazon Rx Pass, pharmacyamazon.com, available in 42 states, offers Prime members home delivery of 50 generic prescription drugs for $5 a month, plus $14.99 a month for Prime, at discounts up to 68%. This can save you money if your meds are not cheaper elsewhere. A note, Rx Pass cannot be used with Medicare/Medicaid or other government-funded insurance, or with an HSA or FSA. But RxPass still may offer a better deal than with insurance. And finally, from the On the News column, opioids help restless legs, reports Brian Koo, MD. Restless leg syndrome, RLS, responds well to opioids such as methadone and oxycodone, but many physicians hesitate to prescribe the drugs because of their reputation for addiction. Recent finding, over 2 years, 60% of RLS patients maintained or reduced their opioid dosage. Opioids are prescribed at very low doses for RLS, and patients don't appear to develop addiction. Next, we'll move to the Did You Know That column. Did you know that most plastic water bottles are not recycled? Less than 6% of plastics in the U.S. are recycled, despite consumer efforts to be environmentally friendly. Did you know that new pacemaker dissolves when it's no longer needed? A prototype wireless battery-free pacemaker dissolves in the body, eliminating the need for a second surgery to remove the device if it was needed only temporarily after surgery or while waiting for a permanent one to be made. Did you know that public schools lost 1 million students during the pandemic? Between 2019 and 2021, enrollment dropped in 85 of the 100 largest school districts in the country. Enrollment had been dropping before COVID-19 thanks to declining birth rates and the increasing popularity of homeschooling, private education, and charter schools. Did you know that demand for fish will soar by the year 2050? Due to the growing population and affluence, worldwide demand for fish is projected to double by the year 2050. Brazil, China, Ghana, India, Mexico, and Nigeria are expected to more than double fish consumption. And finally, did you know that the oldest American has passed away? Bessie Hendricks of Des Moines, Iowa, taught in a one-room schoolhouse, lived through the roaring 20s, the Depression, and two world wars, and died at the age of 115. Californian Eddie Ceccarelli, who turned 115 February 5th, inherited the title of oldest living American. From the Healthier You column, coffee, tea, and protein help prevent hip fractures in women. Recent finding, each additional cup of coffee or tea per day reduced risk by an additional 4%. And women who consumed an additional 25 grams of protein per day averaged a 14% reduction in hip fracture risk. Underweight women had the most benefit from consuming additional protein with a 45% risk reduction. The protein can come in any form, meat, dairy, eggs, beans, nuts, or legumes. Coffee and tea contain polyphenols and polyestrogens that may help maintain bone health, boosting the effect of the higher protein intake. From Your Career, ask for advice carefully. Asking for advice can help workers make better decisions and maintain good relationships with the people giving the advice. The problem: common practice asking multiple colleagues for advice, then picking and choosing among the responses, can backfire. Recent finding, advisors whose ideas are sought and not used can feel resentment, especially if the advisor is considered an expert in his or her field. Such negative feelings can damage the advice seeker's relationship in the company, even affect career prospects, because rejected advisors often rate the advice seeker as less warm, less competent, and more careless. The best: ask for advice only from people whose suggestions you are likely to use. Find ways to let an advisor know that his suggestion was appreciated, even if you chose not to follow it. Those are some of the articles in the April 1st edition of Bottom Line Personal. This program and all the programs you hear on Chris are available on demand on our website and our telephone reader service. We thank you for listening. So long until next time.